friends, welcome to episode 7 of the Questions Bar. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs here in Washington, D.C., and this is my dear friend Alina Z, a lifestylist, and she is in L.A. So we feel like we're bookending the country during this tumultuous time. It is June 13th, 2025, and tons of stuff is erupting, right? All these crazy things are happening in L.A., immigration just out of the off the charts, right? And the governor is trying to step in. And Alina will talk about that. And here tomorrow is Trump's big birthday parade here down the streets of Washington, D.C. So we're just sort of trying to tackle this topic today of riding the roller coaster. So Alina, welcome to our show.
Well, welcome to the ride. Oh my God. You know, I went to the Disney park a couple months ago and I saw this roller coaster and they go, 3, 2, 1, and the thing goes like really fast and it goes into a tunnel like upwards, and the people were sitting on a roller coaster outside, they go inwards into the darkness, and I'm like, that's how I'm feeling. That is how I'm feeling. Actually, I'm thinking of doing a reel saying how I'm feeling today. Like, this roller coaster is exactly the visual of what we're going through. And then, you know, then a roller coaster, people go, oh my God, what a ride. And you know, hopefully everybody survived. Nobody gets stuck in a roller coaster. Yeah.
You know, I hate roller coasters. Like,
me too.
They make this thought of like looking at one makes my heart rate crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, my kids love it. When they were little, we would take them to a park and I'd be like, my ex-husband, I'm like, you've got to go with them because I'll hold the coats, right? And there's always someone around that's like, I'll hold the coats.
Yeah, no, I did roller coasters when I was like 15. And then I like flight simulation roller coaster, but like fun ones, not the ones that make you nauseous for days, because I did one in Orlando that I was nauseous for so long. I even got a rash from it because my system was like so overly stimulated. But I feel like if you create a life that is so exciting and so fun, you don't really need extra stimulation. It's for people who don't get it in the real world. They need a fix. That's my opinion, you know.
I just think I'm a chicken. I'm just...
No, I think you just have a lot going on. No, I think you go fast in your life and in your career. You know, and right now that's why we're all stressed out, because our lives were already so full and so rich and we were doing so much. Like, you've been doing nonstop, you know, traveling, you got your master's degree last year, 2 years ago, you said you were like living on the coast. You do so much. You have so many different hats you wear and you work with so many clients. Like, I don't think either one of us is the kind of person who just like sits and does nothing for a long period of time. We do to recharge, but that's to recharge to move forward. So what's going on in the world right now is so stressful because it's adding to the stress we already have. We already were going so fast and like now this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've said in our previous episodes that Martha Beck is a touchstone for me. MarthaBeck.com. If you don't know her, check her out. And she does The Gathering Room. And I just love listening to her. She did this beautiful exercise in last week's episode where, you know, you just touch your heart and press gently. And it resets you. And mm-hmm. I've been practicing that. So anybody who's listening or watching to us, just put your hands over your heart. Take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And know that you're safe. You're okay. Just for today, just for this moment. You know, you got this.
You know, I heard Michael Bernard Beckwith. Not Martha, Beck. Yeah. Beckwith. He said, it's Michael B, M-B. So, he said, it was 2016, he said, close your eyes just for the moment, let it be all right. Just for this moment. And it just reminded me of what you said. Just let it be all right, just for this moment, just for now. And I heard somewhere else they said, the best guarantee to be happy later is to be happy now. Yeah. And I did a reel on this yesterday where I made this thing where somebody asked me, like, what do you see yourself in 10 years? And I'm like, well, I would love to be outstanding in my field. And then it's a video of me in a field of flowers and it says me in my field. And I said, you know, we keep doing things, whatever we're doing, if you really get to the bottom of it, like, why? What is your why? What is your why? What is your why? You get to the bottom of it, we all want to be happy. So being happy, we want to be calm, we want to be peaceful, and want to be happy. And that reminds me, just be happy now, just for this moment. Just for this moment, be happy. But you know, I've been I used to have this thing to measure my sleep and it broke. So I haven't done it in a long time. And I just got an Oura ring and my sleep has been so bad, like so bad, the quality of it. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Like, why is my body so stressed? And I'm like, Alina, hello. Like, you watch the news, even though I don't actually, technically, I don't watch the news. I read the news. I get New York Times. I go on social media to see people posting news bits. And then I go verify. Information finds you. It doesn't matter. And that's why it's been so hard to sleep. Even my body is just, you know, stressed out. So everybody's feeling it. I know that.
Yes. And the anecdote, right, is what you're saying, like, and this is heart meditation, right? Just be here now. And if you can do that, my daughter, I've mentioned my daughter, Anna Gibbs, is an amazing photographer and videographer. She feels everything she has since she came out. You know, she's just an empath extraordinaire. And so we talk constantly about how do you mitigate, you know, not just now, but just in general. She'll be 30 in September and she really is trying to figure this out in the most beautiful way, but it's bumpy, right? It is that roller coaster of trying to figure out who you are. And this next generation of young women, like right now, she's on a walk with one of her good friends who runs a yoga studio here in Alexandria, Virginia. And, you know, the two of them, the gorgeous, gorgeous young women, and just like really trying to be on purpose and be good people and grow their businesses and connect. And we talked this morning when she popped in for coffee about, you know, how do you exist in this world and this generation of new moms and these women getting married at this stage, and how are they raising these kids, these indigo kids that are coming in? And, you know, it's just this big question about, will they raise their children different than my generation did? Because we got married and had kids for different reasons. It was more a societal push. Now it's more, it feels like a biological push for them or a safety thing. So there's so many things that are going on for at different stages of life. Right. You're 15 years younger than I, and just, you know, your experience is, you know, I love the idea of us bringing together different generations, different places, knowing that we're all having the same experience, but we're maybe experiencing it slightly differently. And then what's the solution, right? So peace just for today. I do want to ask you about what's going on in LA. Being in LA, I'm watching it on the news going, oh my goodness, you know, like, so tell us.
So in LA, it's been a little bit crazy because we have one of the biggest populations here. You know, I think it's New York first, number one, and then LA. So it's very scattered. It's really big. LA is not really a city. LA is a lot of little cities. And so what's happening in the riots, what they're saying is a riot. What I've seen from friends has been mostly peaceful prayer vigils. And I've seen at the same time police brutality and people hitting innocent people just walking. There's a lot of things on video, which I'm really grateful for. People documenting is showing this stuff, but at the same time, it's very small area where it has not been peaceful. And I know there's always going to be a bad seed. There's going to be bad people, whether they're paid to riot or they generally are.
You're paying people to riot?
Well, from what I've seen, somebody on posted, a friend of mine posted a link to Craigslist that said, we'll pay you to riot. And I'm not surprised, honestly, with this administration to do things to undermine the peace, just so they can say, look, there is a problem. So LA has been very good about coming together. LA has been very good about coming together during the fires and community supporting each other. And right now, I mean, our backbone is immigration, right? Immigrants, legal or illegal, they're working hard. It's not the thugs that are going from home to home and stealing stuff. Those are mostly legal people who are just not good people. For whatever reason, they do things. But the hardworking immigrants who are being snatched off from their lunch breaks while working hard or while they're waiting at Home Depot to work their ass off for jobs that Americans don't want to do. So what I was going to say is LA understands that, and we really are coming together to be very peaceful. Everyone has been saying, you're going to be going out, please be peaceful, because they are watching us to F up. And we are going to protest tomorrow. There's so many different ones in different areas. I don't feel safe going downtown because of the metro, and it's far from us, and then parking, and there's so many other places to go out and protest. And I feel like right now it's really important to just get out and join any march, any peaceful march. You don't want to call it protest because it's negative. Call it peaceful march, whatever it is. But we need to stand up for the peace, because yesterday a U.S. senator got assaulted. He was screaming, "I'm a U.S. senator," and they still went for it. And how is that okay? Imagine if the sides were flipped. They would go nuts. They go nuts about silliest stuff. So I'm really proud for what Gavin Newsom is saying. People do criticize him, and nobody's perfect. Some things I agree with, some things I don't, but we do want to protect our sovereignty. We want to protect our immigrants because, one, you like it or not, we all depend on illegal immigrants. And you know, even Trump said yesterday, it comes to me, my attention, that our good man farmers and people in the hospitality industry are suffering because a lot of people who are here working hard are being taken away. We're going to stop doing this. And Newsom said, you think? the thing is that even the Democratic presidents, they were doing deportations. Deportations are not anything new. It is how you do it. You don't just snatch people off who say, "I'm legal," and then you take them and you send them to another country that is not even their country. Or you take children, like that kid who has cancer, who's an American citizen, and Pam Bondi said, he has medical help at their home country. And they're like, no, this is his home country. This is where he's born. So it's how they do it. And we have to stop that by being vocal and saying that is not okay. And that's how we stop things. So to condense it, LA is big. We're all talking about being peaceful. Everywhere you go has been peaceful. In downtown LA, it has been peaceful. They do have a curfew. There are going to be some people who are going to start something that is not good. But you know what is crazy to me too? Like, why am I around these areas? In 2020, we had a march for George Floyd. It was end of May 2020. And I lived in the best apartment possible on Ocean Avenue with a view on Ocean Avenue. And I took a video of people protesting, just walking. And they were just walking, like they wanted to be heard. And this was on this side of my side, the ocean side. And then they started some kind of confrontations over there on the ocean side. And then behind in downtown Santa Monica, they started looting places of completely different people. And the looters had an Instagram community where they said, "Hey, we're going to hit this neighborhood to loot." So those are two different things, protesting for something that's important, saying, "Hey, police brutality. Hey, just because somebody didn't follow commands is not doesn't give you a right to kill them," when they say it cannot breathe. Whatever color they are, even if they're not abiding law, that you're not in danger, you cannot have the right to kill them. And people had the right to stop, you know, stand for it. But it's not okay to go loot and kill small businesses by taking all this stuff. I feel like it could be a possibility that those looters could come back. I don't know. I hope not. I hope that we do have good police that will stop that, but I also hope that people go up peacefully protesting like we have before, and I hope it rains on the parade of the cheetah in charge, and I hope he's gone soon. I don't know, I'm talking a lot, but I just feel like all this stuff is coming because of the Epstein files, and even Musk said, "Hey, guess who's in the files," and he didn't want to get attention to that, so he immediately shifted the attention. So it's like Playbook 101 in Wag the Dog. You've seen that movie, right? We're both in PR. We know this is a PR stunt. It's a dirty PR stunt to move the attention to something else instead of saying, "Yes, we fucked up, and this is how we're going to fix it," to create the drama somewhere else. But, you know, here we are. The most important thing is, while we're on this roller coaster, what do we do?
Yeah. You know, and I was telling you before we started that Elaine's Literary Salon is one of our clients and one of our most popular podcasts. We're number two on Spotify for literary salons right now. It's very cool. And the host is Jeffrey James Higgins, who has a new book coming out on next week in 4 days on the 17th. And he was a special agent and a police officer and just all kinds of stuff. He did stuff around the world. And I didn't learn that until last night. He interviewed a very famous author, John Gilrath, last night. And I had the privilege of hanging out with them at Elaine's is a restaurant here in Old Town. So they were like, come hang out with us. So till like 1 o'clock in the morning, we were sitting there and they were telling their war stories. Cause John is also, he was an EMT and a munitions expert before he became this crazy successful best-selling author. And their stories are about the work they did. And they have this deep understanding of what it means to be an officer and to battle bad guys, you know, however that is. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, A, women don't have these conversations. We do not have these experiences. I mean, some women are, you know, and that I'm just not in those circles. And I don't think it's ubiquitous. And I was trying to, there was also a third author who writes about mysteries and thrillers. And he was in the Air Force, so he's a pilot. And he was sharing some of his experiences with aviation and what's going on. He was giving us insights. And just sitting there feeling very privileged to be part of this conversation that I don't usually get access to, but not shockingly, I think, because of who they are and what they have done in their lives, they're in favor of what's happening in the country. And so part of that roller coaster for me is, you know, we don't have all the information. Like from what I'm reading and watching, which is a lot, you know, I scan literally hundreds of articles a day because I'm trying to figure this out, piece it together like a jigsaw puzzle, which is like my favorite game because I want to make the picture. I want to see the big picture. So what does that information mean? You know, I don't agree that this is a good thing. I think it's a horrible humanitarian problem, right? That there is no grown-up running the show, that we do not
have. You know what? I think that's your tap on the nose, okay? That's exactly it. There's no grown-up running the show.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know what I don't know, and that's a lot, right? And I feel like, you know, intuitively as women and just kind of being the witches that we are, you know, trying to feel our way through this and wanting to protect as mothers, you know, we want to protect everyone who's being harmed egregiously, obviously. But what is the big picture? What is this roller coaster ride? Where is it taking us?
You know, I talked about it before. To me, astrology has been my rock in a way, my guiding map and where we're going. Because if you look at astrology and the history and kind of look at it, because hindsight is 2020, but you can learn a lot from history. And if you put astrology over history and see what are the patterns, and if there is a coincidence and then another coincidence and enough coincidences creates a pattern you can learn from. So from what I'm seeing, this country is due for revolution. This country is due for a rebirth. But, and this whole planet needs a rebirth in a way, because the way we've been living as humans is not sustainable for our planet. And this country, you know, just quick event, it annoys me so much when people go, Maha, Maha, make America healthy. How you make America healthy? By voting for somebody who literally takes away environmental regulations, who is okay with allowing microplastics in your water, who is okay with poisoning your air. How is that Maha, you know? And if somebody says, oh, we're going to clean up the food, but then they take away people who control the cleanup, it's just all words. It's all BS. If it's not, it action proves things. Words don't mean anything. Somebody can say whatever you want to hear, but if it's not the action, and if you see the actions of rolling back previous presidency rolled back environmental regulations, and we've had more hurricanes because of that, because of water in the Gulf, because of all the baby drill, whatever. Gulf of Mexico has been warmer, and because of that, the way the air is, the way the water is, creates all the hurricanes and everything. So anyway, what I was getting into is we are due for a rebirth. We are due for something good. Before it gets good, it's going to get bad. From what I heard from astrologers, the summer is going to be challenging, but eventually we will get better. I love Lisa Salvatore. She is the one who predicted Trump's blood on the stage. I don't want to call it assassination attempt, because she didn't say it was assassination attempt. She said she sees him on stage with blood, and she called Biden's departure from the campaign when he did. So she's been really accurate with a lot of things. She was also accurate with the fires. She was accurate with flights. And she has a video about this year that she did in January, I think. And I don't remember much, but I remember that we cannot live in fear. We have to keep going, doing what's right. And as I say it, every time I talk to somebody, I'm like, I feel like I'm an alcoholic, just one day at a time. But it's not about the alcohol. It's about the state of this planet. And, you know, there's a joke. It's like, hey, astrology people, which planet is making me feel bad right now? Earth. Earth is making me feel bad right now. And we just have to do what we can. Right, serenity prayer, give me the serenity, give me the strength to do what change things I can, serenity to for things that I can't, and accept the things that I can't, and wisdom to know the difference. So yeah, this is how I'm on a roller coaster. When I was on a roller coaster last time, I was so nervous, and I was thinking, okay, right now it's an experience that is very spiritual. It's an experience where you're like, okay, God, I'm in your hands. That I cannot get out. The only way to get out is through, and there's going to be an end of this roller coaster, and I pray that we're going to get there safely. And literally, I was just like, I just prayed on roller coaster. I'm like, why am I here? What am I doing? And it was fine. It was fine. We arrived at the end of the roller coaster. So my advice to you, my advice to me every day is one day at a time. It's going to work out somehow. We all know that we're going to die. Like, we all know how this game ends. That's, you know, I say this a lot because I don't want to be, not because I want to be gory, but because it's a game we know we're never going to win, but we have an opportunity to play. So we might as well look at it from the outside and see ourselves as a player. And you know how when you watch TV, you're like, go to the right, don't pick up the phone. be that for yourself.
Yeah.
Be that for yourself, and don't get carried away in the, oh my God, I'm on a roller coaster, this is scary, but just, you know what, this universe is going somewhere, and according to astrology, is going somewhere good. If I cannot control anything right now, I surrender. When things come to me that I can control, I will take care of them and do what I can. And I'm teaching tomorrow, doing a class, and before a class, I'm going to the protest, to the peaceful march, whatever you want to call it, you know. But it's upsetting to me that so many people are getting so much misinformation, and they're posting the most ridiculous things, and I'm thinking, how are you believing all this bullshit?
Yeah, and we don't know. I mean, listening to these gentlemen talk last night, they have a very different background and experience and thought process than I do. And I felt like they were educated about it. I still fundamentally, gutturally don't agree, you know. But I will tell you this. I was on the metro coming back from D.C. the other night, and a gentleman got on, and he got too close to me. And I knew, and then he got off where I did at my stop. And I thought, I'm in danger, you know, and how am I going to handle this? Because he was a young gentleman, and he looked like he wanted to mug me or something. And so I just picked up my phone and I said, you know, hey, honey, I'm here. You have the kids with you. I'll meet you right outside. You know, I'll be there in 2 minutes. And he kind of followed me for one more second and then turned around, you know. But if that didn't work, what would I have done next? And I was asking these cops last night, you know, what should I have done? And they said, well, call 911 immediately. We said, that is their job, to get between you and danger. These, you know, which, you know, that's their background and understanding. I would have also probably not left the turnstile. I would have gone, and, you know, it was evening, but there was somebody there monitoring the station. But that had never happened to me before. And for days after, I was like looking over my shoulder, right? It was so uncomfortable, not feeling safe in my space. And I live in a nice area, but it doesn't matter, right? And so what do we do to protect ourselves? And what you were talking about that roller coaster, that was exactly how childbirth felt to me. You're entering this zone where you can't get out. You can't leave. You have to go through it and just pray that everybody survives the experience. And I do massage for pregnant women. That's one of my specialties. And, you know, when I talk to these moms saying, you know, they do it to you when you go into work with a medical professional. They are so skilled at making sure that everyone survives. And it's that idea of being protected by either the medical personnel or the police, you know, people that have your back. To me, that's what I'm longing for and what I'm feeling that I'm missing right now in America, 2025, June 13th, right?
Oh, I have something to actually maybe make you feel better. I have a friend, an acquaintance, but I worked with her once, and we can have her join us maybe, I don't want to say next one, because who knows, I'm going to talk to her on our schedule, but she actually specializes in defense and helping women defend themselves and feel safe. And she has been having a problem in her life that she feels unsafe around people who she doesn't know, because she doesn't know if they're pro-cheater or not. And so she avoids people because she doesn't want to be fake. And she's very vocal about how she feels. So we can invite her here because it's a safe space. And she can share. And she has a website. I bought 10 things from her. And I will tell, maybe 10. I don't remember, but a lot. But I bought a few things that I love. And there's one thing that I highly recommend to everybody. It's like, it looks like this size. It looks, I don't want to get up to show it, but I can show it next time, or she'll bring it. I don't have anything that's that size. But it's like, it looks like a keychain, and it has a little button. And if you don't feel safe, you just press the button, and it sends a text message to people who are connected to, like, you put that in, and on the app, you say, you know, here's a phone number, and you put a message in advance, say, I'm not safe, I'm at this location. And then that tracks your GPS, basically. And so if you lose your phone, even like this little thing. And then I bought a stun gun from her that's pink, like lavender. Mm-hmm. And I bought this really cool pepper spray that is jeweled. But it's the coolest thing about this pepper spray is, say, like this woman said her husband had been assaulting her, and she had a restraining order, and he came and assaulted her, and she sprayed him. She called 911, but by the time they got there, he was already gone. And so the police went to his office the next day, and he was like, I wasn't there. And so they took a black light and went over his face, and it had signs from the pepper spray, because the pepper spray has black light color in it that you cannot tell, and you cannot wash it off. So things like that are very cool. And, it helps women feel safer, you know, having the stun gun with you, or having this pen with you, or having the, like, she gives tools of how to react to somebody. It was really cool. That. So we should have her, because absolutely, she's a wonderful woman and she can help us feel safe. Yeah. So
that's perfect. I'm excited to bring more people on to share here on the Questions Bar, to share their thoughts and wisdom and insights. And that's also what the Empowered Together Network is all about. Women teaching women about how to be better in their lives, and to do it and to feel supported and loved. So I love it. So this is great. Thank you, Alina Z.
I'm texting her right now because she, otherwise I forget, but she's wonderful. I just texted her, and I remember we did a class with her. It was a really cool, attractive class with a group, and it was great. I really felt better after that. And every time I walk with my dog, I bring something with me all the time.
Yeah. So now, you know, now you've elevated us all, right? Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
So, perfect.
And you know, also what I heard to do, if you ever feel unsafe, get on the train and go back a stop and see if he follows, and then go up to a man and be like, honey, oh my God, or like, John, what are you doing here? And if somebody looks good, or a woman, and just say something, I don't feel safe right now, can you just ride one stop with me and come back, or whatever?
Yeah.
But that is a really good tip to find somebody, to get somebody's attention.
Yeah. And I think just being prepared, because we feel unprepared, which makes us feel vulnerable, which makes us feel fear, which makes us want to jump under the covers and not come out. But that's
exactly
not the solution, right?
That's not the solution.
To, We just have to be together and do it. All right. Well, this is episode 7 of the Questions Bar. Cheers. I have my New Mexico coffee mug.
Can I say something? One last thing. It's very important because somebody told me this and it was such a great advice. I used to live in a building in Santa Monica and this friend of mine, he's much, much older. He saw where I live and he goes, if you ever go home and you don't feel safe, somebody's following you, what do you do? I'm like, I don't know. There's valet guys downstairs. He's like, no, you don't go to the valet guys. I'm like, well, I don't know. What do I do? He said, go to the hotel. Go to the hotel. There's always people there. They'll take care of you. And that really stuck with me. So Hope, if you ever feel unsafe, just try to don't go home. You know, a girl that I know, somebody followed her, but she saw the guy and I didn't want to say anything to her. I'm like, why did she go home? She should have gone into a store. She should have gone into a hotel. Don't go home. Don't show them where you live. Yeah. So big advice, go to a public place, go to a hotel, especially if you have one. So
Well, protecting ourselves, right? Wisdom.
Cheers to safety.
Cheers to safety. And here, cheers to all of you joining us for this episode of the Questions Bar. We will be back next week with more tips on defense, self-defense, protecting ourselves. Also, we're going to link to the astrologist that you talked about, and we're going to put the serenity prayer in the liner notes.
Yes.
Focusing on just staying safe just for today. So put your hands over your heart, take a deep breath, and know that just for today, just for this moment, you are safe and you are surrounded by love. So thank you all. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs. This is Alina Z. You are listening to the Questions Bar all over our channels. And we will talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
Next time. Bye.